If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
You know how you're a giant political nerd?
Uh-huh.
You buy a ticket to a fundraiser just to meet Representative Eric Swalwell.
Been there, done that.
Yep. Of the House Intelligence Committee, and then you fangirl out in front of him.
And
then he still agrees to come on your show. Good morning, Representative Swalwell.
Good morning, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. It was so nice to meet you, because I've admired you for a while. Obviously, you're on television a lot, but just with such clarity about this Trump-Russia thing. I mean, and it is astounding after yesterday, isn't it? The attack they're taking and the way they're trying to cover this up or defend.
It is, and speaking of clarity, I think yesterday the guilty plea from George Papadopoulos has given us the clearest evidence yet that there was an active working relationship that the Trump campaign had during the course of the campaign with the Russians while they were attacking our democracy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did this whole Twitter list, and Twitter specifically does need to give you more characters, because you said in response to Trump's tweet, you said, so far, your son's Clinton-Russia meeting, we can engineer this email, your team in WikiLeaks, Peter Smith works with Russians, your advisor Stone predicts hacking, your senior advisor goes to Moscow right before the convention, made pro-Russia changes at the convention, your chairman offers private briefings to Russian oligarchs, you ask Russia to hack emails, Russia hacks and releases emails, your incoming NSA Flynn tells Russia not to worry about sanctions. They don't. Almost everyone on your team met with Russians and lied. You fire the guy investigating all of this. And then, as you say,
now, yeah,
damn it, Twitter, I need more characters.
More. Yep.
I mean,
add one more, right?
I mean, this is, wouldn't you say legally, Representative, this is just such a horrible defense to this whole, oh, Manafort, don't know him, really. He was only the chairman, right? And then this other guy, yeah. Oh, he was a volunteer. He was a coffee boy. I mean,
as soon as someone gets in trouble, they become, a phone bank volunteer. That was their role.
Right. Well, what is your take on where we are now? I mean, because obviously there are rumors that we are not done with indictments even this week.
Well, I hope that just for the House investigation that we're conducting, that it's a wake-up call, that my colleagues look at the George Papadopoulos scenario and realize this guy lied twice to the FBI. It took, the third meeting when they pulled him off an airplane that he finally, found religion and copped to what had happened. And for us, we're bringing witnesses in, mostly not under subpoena, mostly not asking them to turn over the documents that we think are relevant. So do you think that they're going to lie to us? Probably. And
yeah,
if we don't have a way to confront them, as it looks like the FBI did with Mr. Papadopoulos, then they're going to get away with it. And so,
right.
I hope that they see that the only way you conduct an investigation is you elicit testimony, and then you go back at that testimony with contradicting evidence if it exists. And then that's when you hope they come around and, find the truth.
Right. Well, your friend of mine, Adam Schiff, tweeted, Trump campaign was notified Russians had stolen emails as early as April 2016. May explain why they were eager to take the Trump Tower meeting. It's hard to underestimate how many dominoes sort of fell in this whole story yesterday about Papadopoulos, right?
And when you start to fill in the dates, which Ranking Member Schiff was alluding to, all of this comes into much greater focus, particularly, that James Comey was asked to go to the White House the same day that Papadopoulos gave his first interview to the FBI, and that's where the president asked him for his loyalty oath. And then also, you see that Carter Page, who was also one of the senior foreign policy advisors, he goes over about a month later after the Trump Tower meeting to Moscow. And so it fits into this pattern of using, lower-level individuals who, wouldn't set off a signal, as was used in the stipulation of facts, to do this work with the Russians.
Right. I want to get your take on Matthew Miller tweeted, significantly, the plea agreement doesn't outline who Papadopoulos shared that offer with and how they reacted, but Mueller clearly knows.
They know. And when they put, high-ranking official or campaign supervisor or campaign official, that is just to keep the investigation, close to the vest. And, this is also, I think, a signal to anyone who's been interviewed or who is about to be interviewed, you better tell the truth. Because, we are doggedly going to get to it. We did so with Mr. Papadopoulos. And, we can find your Facebook chat logs and your Skype logs as well.
Representative, our friend Malcolm Nance, I think, has said that he I know he's speculated before that he feels that Michael Flynn may have already flipped. What is your take on that?
You know, no way to tell. What worries me, though, is that, you know, what the president did with Sheriff Arpaio and the way that, you know, Paul Manafort's lawyer was talking yesterday outside the courthouse, it was quite a spectacle. He's, you know, parroting not his client's talking points, but the president's talking points. It seems like he was, you know, trying to shop try and earn his client a pardon. So I don't know. The president has, I think, created a scenario where witnesses may believe that, you know, they'll be pardoned and they don't have to be forthcoming. Or they may have signed non-disclosure agreements with one of the most litigious individuals our country's ever known and may be afraid of, you know, crossing him in that way.
Interesting, though. Our other friend, Ted Lieu, who was with you last weekend, said, hey, George Papadopoulos, POTUS threw you under the bus, but you knew that would happen. That's why you're cooperating with the prosecutors. I mean, that's the other significant thing everybody's talking about, right? That he flipped in July when he was arrested. So he's been talking ever since, right? And some speculation that he may even have been wearing a wire.
Yeah, you know, they have a number of investigative techniques at their disposal. And, you know, I hope that they are as aggressive, you know, within the bounds of the law, in finding out what happened as the Russians were in working with the Trump campaign to attack our democracy.
Representative, obviously a lot of speculation about, you know, as you mentioned, will he pardon, will he fire Mueller? I think what's different, somebody had tweeted this about, you know, our founding fathers could have envisioned a Trump. They couldn't have envisioned a whole other party that's complicit. Right. I mean, this is what's frightening is, right, they're not doing anything in Congress to stop him from firing Mueller. Right. Or pardoning people. And I think it's hard to predict what someone who, I'm sorry, is not really sane is going to do, isn't it?
It is. And I think we could put in some guardrails that would protect the investigation. You know, there is that would build Mueller's position and, you know, keep him from or would put him back in place if the president did fire him. Now, of course, the president, you know, would be able to veto that, and then if he did, it could come back to Congress. So, you know, this has already become a mess because the attorney general had to recuse himself, because you have a House Intelligence Committee chairman who's recused. But I think we should put some certainty back in this and show the American people that we're going to let this investigation proceed.
Somebody tweeted, Carter Page is about to make one of the biggest mistakes of his life. Everything he says on Chris Hayes will be recorded by the FBI. What is up with Carter Page is the other big question of this morning, right?
You know, really hard to understand, you know, what his approach is. He's certainly an individual we'd like to hear from on our committee. And he doesn't, you know, he wouldn't give you a straight answer if you asked him which direction the sun set. I mean, he, you know, yesterday said he might have talked to Papadopoulos about the Russians. You know, it's quite a squirrely guy, but certainly someone who I think needs to be in a witness chair.
Yeah, I'll say. What is your prediction for how this proceeds, you know, even this week? Because obviously they're saying, you know, clearly some of this is you know, geared toward making Manafort or whoever cooperate, right?
Well, hopefully, Stephanie, it's a reset. It's a reset for congressional Republicans who have at best been curious about the direction of this investigation and at worst have worked, you know, to help advance the White House's narrative, but also a reset if there's any witness that Bob Mueller has interviewed or will interview to understand that, you know, this is a serious investigation and that, you know, if you lie, you will pay a price for it and they're going to find out the truth anyway. So, you know, hopefully that's what comes out of it. We get a lot closer to understanding what happened.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it is. I think it must be astounding to you as a legal expert to be like listening to what I don't know. What did Sean Hannity say that Papadopoulos is? He lied to the FBI, but he's only 29. Is that some loophole in the law that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, there is that legal exception. No, any lie told under 30, you know, is not held against you.
Yeah.
If only that were the case.
Yeah. But I mean, even the calling everybody like, oh, he's just a volunteer. I mean, to me, it makes it almost even more suspicious, particularly that Paul Manafort didn't take a salary when he was several million dollars in debt. The whole thing smells to high heaven, doesn't it?
It does. And again, the theme here is that they're loyal to no one but, you know, their family, and they will throw you under the bus as soon as it gets too close to them.
Yeah. Well, it's getting good. Things are getting good now. You have been trying to focus on other things, of course. You tweeted, just a reminder, because too many GOP leaders before we move on. 2 weeks ago, a gunman killed 58 people and still no action taking. And these stories, Representative, you know, out of Las Vegas are so heartbreaking. You know, we forget the people that are paralyzed, that are, I mean, somebody tweeted, they said something about, you know, they're overwhelmed with medical bills. They said, anyone in America can get a gun. No one can afford to get shot. I mean, so this is like an indictment of our, you know, obviously the healthcare system, which of course they're trying to, you know, take away people's healthcare, and the fact that they don't want to make it any harder for anybody to get a gun, right?
Actually, they want to make it easier. Right before the Vegas shooting, they were considering legislation, and it was imminent to be on the floor, that would allow people to buy a silencer, and that would allow people who had a concealed carry permit in a state that allowed it to carry it in a state that did not. So I think we actually, if those bills go through Congress, we'll be more at risk of shootings like what happened in Las Vegas. So we're going in the wrong direction, but it doesn't have to be that way. And, you know, I think that's why this 2018 election is so important, is that,
yep,
you know, we have been able to show now with, you know, 11 months into, you know, unified government, that it's just been a mess.
Yeah.
People need a check on an abusive executive and Republicans in Congress who, you know, are just willing to look the other way on so many of these problems that ail us.
Yep. I have to say, that's what was so inspiring couple weekends ago, to hear you and Representative Liu and Representative Bass and former Senator Boxer, who, you know, as she said, didn't expect to be involved like this anymore as a former senator. But you're right, 2018 is just so critical. I mean, the fact that they just asked Paul Ryan about the indictments and he basically said, I love tax cuts. So you're like, really? You're just going to sacrifice everything for tax cuts for the rich, right?
It's so frustrating, because there are a lot of, I think, good ordinary members of Congress who have just either ducked for cover because they're afraid that the president will go after them like he has with Bob Corker or Jeff Flake, and it works. He's driven their numbers down. Or they're just digging in because they understand that if the president goes down, they go down. But, you know, the only courage we've seen really has come from people who are retiring. And, you know, until, you know, better angels find them, it's going to be more of what we're seeing right now. There's no, you know, white knight riding in on their side to save them, you know, from this president.
Yep, absolutely. Listen, my friends have had to learn to live with, every time I'm watching TV and you pop up, I'm like, shh, something's happening in Trump Russia. Shh, Representative Swalwell's on. Something's up. But thank you for doing such great work on all this. And and just, you know, honestly, we have some rock stars on our team, like you and Representative Liu and others. And so, and Representative Waters and Bass. And so I'm excited for 2018. And thanks so much for taking time.
Of course. Thank you, Steph.
All right. Talk to you soon. There he goes, Representative. He's also cute. He's dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little hunky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. I just said that after he hung up, because Vanessa told me not to embarrass us.
I don't know why she would think that we would embarrass you. Why?
It's kind of weird that she's the adult supervision.
Oh, my God.
Don't embarrass us.
Don't embarrass me, kids.
Good first impressions.
Whatever, Vanessa.
Whatever.
Whatever, Mom.
Okay, 48.
He's a lovely man.
We were good.
He's very smart.
Yeah, I was good.
I sat on my hands and everything.
I'm so proud of both of you. You're going to get Halloween candy after
Yay!
This.
Yay!